Kedvach, we're holding Reishon and Aleph, Seif Gimel. We started it last week, but there's a lot more to say on it. Just to recap, Seif Gimel was giving you a Seida Akedima, when all, let's say, the tafka, the purpose of the stock is the same. Let's say you have a choice of clothing people, or feeding people, or marrying off children, or supporting B'nai Torah, Leim Dei Torah, and the question is, which... to whom, which Leimei Torah do you give it to? To whom, which person are you marrying off? Does it say the Hakadima in terms of family, in terms of location? Basically, is the Ramari sort of repeats the Mechaba and sums it up and says that first you have to provide for yourself, you have to make sure that you're covered. After the parents go your children, and after your children go your brothers, your siblings. After that goes the rest of your kravim. After your kravim goes your neighbors, and after the neighbors go the members of your city, and after the members of your city goes other cities. And we discuss this union of Ani Eretz Yisrael, which has sort of an in-between. It's better than other cities, but it's less than your city. So your city takes Kadima of Ani Eretz Yisrael and then goes to other cities. And even in Eretz Yisrael, there's a nafkamina of Ani from Yerushalayim takes precedence of Ani of other cities in Eretz Yisrael. That's basically a rundown. Now, what does it mean when we talk about to be makdim? Right, you have two choices in front of you. You have one who's, let's say, a Ben-Ir. Two people are knocking at the door at the same time. One is a Ben-Ir and one is a Ben-Ir Acheres. So it says over here you have to be makdim the Ben-Ir. You're supposed to be giving it to the Ben-Ir. What does that mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you're going to take this to the extreme, if you're going to take this literally, that a Ben-Ir has kedima of a Ben-Ir Acheres, or your Kariv, let's say two people at the door, one is your Karev and one is someone who's not related to you, and you're going to take it literally to an extreme that your Karev takes full Kadima over somebody who's not your Karev, then it's going to come out, Imkain, those Aniyim that don't have Kravim, Ashirim, are going to die in hunger. Because all the Ashirim are going to give out, distribute their tzedakah money to people who are their Kravim. And people who are non-Kravim aren't going to get anything, because we're going to do a full Kadima to people of your Kravim. Pashas, is not going to be any money left over to go to the non-Kravim. So those people who never are Aniyim and don't have this benefit to have Kravim or Ashirim are never going to have a source of tzedakah. They're going to die in hunger. And so too, what's going to happen, he says, if you're going to have a city... if you have a city that basically the entire city are Aniyim and they cannot provide for themselves, so basically that whole city is going to die. Because the city that's wealthy has to keep the money inside the city, has to support themselves. So they'll give all the money to the three Aniyim in the city, and those three Aniyim will mamish have day maksayrei. And the other city, who's mamish starving, but there's no one in the city, it's a poor town, that city, the entire population is going to die in hunger because they have no one to provide for them. So he says, if you take this halacha to the extreme, you're going to end up with tzaris. So if he says, al-kocha, that's not pshat in this halacha. Al-kocha, you're going to have to say, the pshat in the mechaba, when it talks about the Ramo, when it talks about din kedima, is just in terms of percentage-wise. Avadi, you're supposed to give your money all around. You're supposed to give to anim, your kroivim and non-kroivim. Your b'nei ir, your shchenim, and your non-shchenim, and your not b'nei ir, b'nei ir acheri. So it's just to spread your money all across the board. This way everyone could benefit. It just means that the majority, the lion's share of your portion, should go according to the kedima. First your b'nei bayis, then your kroivim, and then b'nei ir, and then ir acheres. But avada, you have to spread your money across, otherwise we're going to have people dying of hunger. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. You have a chumash? Is that a chumash over there? So now the mashmois of the Mechaba and Ramah and the Din Kedima is not mashma like that. It's mashma that it's a full Din Kedima. Another thing you have to be mois is that even later Aruch HaShulchan, you're going to have to say to Shtimma with the Chassam Sefer, there's a Chubis Chassam Sefer that we quoted last week that says when it's Lugabi, the supporting your parents, there you mechuv to support your parents b'chol tzrachov, even if it means that you don't have any money left over to give over to any other Aniyim. And that's the truth of Chassam Sefer, you can look up in your day, Reish Chav Tes. So you're going to have to say, and Chassam Sefer explains why, Chassam Sefer says, it's because B'Yisoid, you have a mitzvah's kibbut av, aim to support your parents. The Machlek is a Gemara, if it's B'Shaloi or B'Shal HaBen, where the money has to come from. And let's say we pass in that it has to be Mishal Ha'av. It only comes to, you're not mechuyev to spend your own money to be mechabed your parents. That's very nice if it's like your own money. You're not mechuyev to give up your own money. But if you have tzedakah money, you're giving this money out anyway. You're not going to have any chesaron from this money. Anyway, you have to give it out. So then, obezai, it's back to the shita of adi, you're going to have to support your parents. I'll didn't keep it up. The reason why we pass Mishalav is because the son is not mechuyev to lose money out of the supporting of Kibbutz. But Avada, if his money, he's not going to be hurt by it because he has money that he's giving to Tztak anyway, then Avada now, it's midin Kibbutz, it's a mitzvah deraisa, he's going to have outstanding Kibbutz to support his parents. And Mameli has to support his parents with all his tzedakah money, even if it's just in the level of, let's say, Deimach Sayer of his parents. His parents, Baruch Hashem, have food and have clothing, but they don't have mamish fully Deimach Sayer, actually Yachasaloi, and you have another Oni who's mamish and desperate, he needs Pashut food and clothing, still you have to give to your parents also medin kibbutzim. So that's what Chassam Sofer says. You can have to say the Okshuk wasn't talking about that. You don't want to argue with Chassam Sofer. It just means that Lagabi, all the other kedimas that are here, not just parents, children and relatives and Bnei'ir, Lagabi, those din kedimas, it just means in percentage wise, the large chelik of your portion, the lion share chelik, have to go to, through this process of kedimas, but Avadi is supposed to spread your money across the board.
Isn't there a curse on someone who supports his parents with stock of money?
Yeah, so we brought it down that it was brought down last week that you look in the shach. Vim yadam mesegas sifkan heim yadam mesegas tovu meiru lemifish mefanetses oviv mimoyis tzedaka. That's if good. It's if it's yadam mesegas. Whatever it's ain't yadam mesegas. If you can't, then avadi should take.
It's mishalav.
Avadi, it's mishalav.
The father has money.
Correct.
Well, if he has money, you don't have to give him
stocker.
Let's say the father has money
and he needs a drink. So where's that drink? You're taking out the dollar to buy the coke, or he's taking out the dollar to buy the coke. So that's a din. It's Michel Av. You take it from your father. Now, if the father doesn't have money and now he's an oni, now he's entitled
to
tzedakah. So he's supposed to, right. So now he's supposed to, that's if you have, that's if you're capable. Yodom Mesegas. What happens? In Yodom Mesegas? Then what do you do? In Yodom Mesegas. So you take all the tzedakah money that you have and you support your father with the tzedakah money that you have.
Where do you get the tzedakah?
You have to give anyway 10% or 20%. I'm talking about his own tzedakah money that he has, he's supposed to give to his parents. Now it's midin kibbutz aveim.
Is he the money that he set aside for tzedakah?
He's supposed to support, if he has him, yadam mesegas, he's supposed to support him even with other money. But we're talking about, let's say he doesn't have any money, it's in yadam mesegas. And now he just has tzedakah money, and the shaila is what to do with his tzedakah money. And his father, Baruch Hashem, has food and clothing, but the next oni doesn't. What does he do? The next oni will make it extreme, is a shachin, and it's even his child. I mean, take it to extreme because the father comes before a child. So you have a father who Baruch Hashem has panasa. I mean, just not demak sorry. And you have your child who never, who's mamish, he's desperate and he needs food and clothing. Still, at midin kibud ave aim, you have a chiv deraisa to give to your father. You have a chiv to supply your father. So that's atin kibud. But chutz from that darga, all the other dargas, all the other levels, the Aruch HaShulchan says there's only a din in terms of. Percentage wise, they give the bulk of your money there, but Avadi is supposed to spread your money across all branches, all levels. It was a gift to every Ben-Ir, Ben-Ir Acheres, whatever it is.
Keep it out of aim for my own father, for my own mother. It's
not come if you're giving what? Correct. So we're saying, well, what happens if the father doesn't have money in this case? If it's tzedakah money, without tzedakah. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. If it's tzedakah money, you have a chiv, I'll keep it aveim. No, the Chassam Sofer explains. That's what I said. The Chassam Sofer says that's only because the only reason that Mishalav, not Mishal Ben, is because the son is going to lose out. But since his money is allocated to tzedakah funds anyway, so the son's not losing out, so then he has a chiyav atzki ben aveim to give to the father. Now, let me share with you a beautiful hafla which says not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Pasuk says, how do we know these dinim? So these whole levels of kedima. The Pasuk says the following: Ki yiyah v'cha evyoin me'achad achecha ba'achad sherecha ba'artuch Hashem Hashem lokecha neitzin log le'sam etzis levavcha v'le'sikma etziyotcha mi'achicha evyoin. So there's a lot of extra words at the beginning of the Pasuk. So Chazal dashing like this: Ki yiyah v'cha, if you have a choice, you or somebody else, you come first. Evyoin is toiv koidim, a lashon of toiv right evyon. So the kafi his level, his madrega. If you have someone who is desperate and mamish needs it for food, and another guy only needs it for clothing, so food comes first. Like I'm going to see later on. Clothing, the other guy needs it for a car, so clothing will come first. Car, the other guy needs it. Each darga is toiv koidim. That's not from evyon. Me'achad achecha is to tell you that achicha, your relative, comes before someone else. We dash in achicha mi'avicha before achicha mi'amecha. Rashi brings down good, but it's your kroivim come before somebody else. Be'achad shorecha be'aretzecha is to tell you that ani icha is koidmin ani iracheres. So you have a bunch of different halachas learned out from mamish, a few words in the pasuk. Basically, this sif is learned out from the beginning part of this pasuk. So the flow wants to know what happens if they cross. If there's stira, you have a choice of giving, which is basically what we're talking about. Let's say you have a choice of giving to your kariv, but for him it's not a toiv kaidim, and you have a choice to give to someone else, who for him it's mamish toiv kaidim. He mamish is desperate, so he's, in terms of desperation, he's better. In terms of kurva, your kariv is better. Which one takes precedence? In terms of, each one, you can have a ben ir against ben ir acheres, a kariv against, you can have the crossover, which one takes precedence? So he says, a pshat in the pasuk is, a kafi the seid of the pasuk, that's how the halacha is. So he says like this, we see that evyoin, the din toiv koidim, is said in the pasuk before me'achad achecha and before b'chad sherecha. So you see that the din of evyoin, of toiv koidim, if when all's equal, if they both need it for ksos, so they both need it for achila, so we do me'achad achecha or b'chad sherecha. We'll give to you kroivim or you give to aniyircha first. But evyoin, if he has a mailin is evyoinis, because he needs it for achila, and the next person only needs it for ksos, then he'll have the kedima, the din evyoin takes precedence before the din of achad achecha or the din of b'achad sherecha. So you have a choice of your kariv or your ben ir l'ksos and a fremdo l'achila. Since his achila is more of a toiv koidim, he's going to come first. The only din, these dinim are only when all are equal. So he sort of barvans the whole problem of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan started off, what are you going to do with somebody who doesn't have any craving mashirim? This ani is going to die. Or somebody who lives in a city that they're all aniim, they're going to die because the city that's wealthy is not going to send any money there. So David Okachukah says, you're supposed to really spread your money across the board. That's not true. Zakta Afla, and the Ksam Sefer brings this down, La Halacha and the Chuvis, Zakta Afla is not true. The whole Makar is from this Pasuk. And you see the Seda is from in the Pasuk, which takes more preference. And Toiv Kaidim has a Maila. If you're talking about that the other city are Aniyim, and they need it L'Achila, and your city also needs it L'Achila, 100% right, then that city will come out, well, they'll die of hunger because your city takes first. But if you can, that's not the normal case. Normal case is we provided for the city for their Achila needs, and then we're going to do the Ksus needs, we're going to keep on going and going and going. So really what you're talking about is what to do with, after you provided for your city for Achila, and now you have a choice to give to your city for Ksus, or to give to the next city for Achila, Avada, the next city's Achila is going to come first. Because toiv kaidim, avada the din evyon takes precedence before even your karev. If you have a choice of your karev luxus, or the next city, or someone who's in a karev for achila, avada the in a karev for achila is going to come first. So you sort of take away the whole Aruch HaShulchan's problem. It's mafush the like Aruch HaShulchan. You see, it's mamish and extreme, and it's according to the level, it takes away, it's masalik the whole kash of the Aruch HaShulchan to begin with. His whole problem was what the other city or the Enum Kravim going to do if they don't have any Kravim or wealthy. It's not a problem. Because the wealthy people will support them, just not first. They'll support them second. But they'll be supported before the Kravim or Bnei Ir are supported for the next Targa. When all is equal and all is on the same level, that's when we have the Kedima. So these Kedimas, L'Chayra, are absolute. Avada, Aniecha, or Kravim, or Bnei Bayit, whatever, Avada, that takes first, Mamish first, you don't share it, Avada, they come first, but they only come first to that level. When you're supplied for that, when you already provided them for that level, copy the next level, that's when Toiv Kodim kicks in, and that's when you'll have even Aniyah Acheres will come first. But the Afla is, now I kind of saw someone who quoted the Afla and he misquoted the Afla. Now I'll explain what I mean. Is that the Afla says that that's legabi the din of achad achecha or b'achad sherecha, the din of kravim or the din of bnei ir. But the Pazik says ki yeh b'cha evyein, the b'cha, and Chazal Dashim b'cha means that you come first, and the Afla touches up to mean bnei beischa, not only you, but even your immediate family members, those who are semech on you, semech al shulchancha, like your children, they are going to come first. And he says the reason why the pasuk put becha before evyon, the pasuk could have said ki yeh evyon becha me'achad achecha b'achad sherecha. Why did it say becha evyon me'achad achecha b'achad sherecha? It's to tell you that the din becha that takes precedent no matter what on any level, and that's more important than toiv toiv goydim. So you have a choice of supporting your child who is semech al shulchancha, or supporting a fremda, and your child needs it only for, let's say, demak soirai, and the next person, mamish, needs it for ksusa nachila, avad the b'nei beischa are going to come first. B'nei beischa, that b'cha, that din of b'cha, is the first mile in the pasuk. That takes precedent no matter what, regardless of level. Then comes in the din of toiv toiv koidim, and then goes ani ircha, kravim, and then goes ani ircha. Means you have a choice of kravim who are not in the ear, and you'll have somebody who's ani ircha and is not kravim. About the kravim come first before ani ircha, because that's to say the advarim in the pasuk. That's how it goes. But legabi, the only chilek legabi toiv toiv koidim, the only maila over the din of toiv toiv koidim is if it's becha, if it's bnei beischa. I got a suson misquoted this afloh a couple times. Legabi, he learned that the flow was talking about even craven take present over toiv toiv goyim. It's not true. I looked up the flow. It's in Panim Yafis. It's Sefer on Chumish in Pashas Re'ei, and he says lehed you're not like that. It's only the din b'cha b'nei beischa has a milo of toiv toiv goyim. But after that, everything is on its level. Toiv toiv goyim takes precedent over b'nei beischa over craven and ani ircha.
So b'nei beischa is only if they live in your house, if they get married.
If they're soy mechal shulchancha. That's the, what does that mean? You can have someone, maybe a b'nei b'ayis is not mamish living in your house, but he's relying on you for support.
If he gets married, he moves somewhere else.
I don't know. It could be if he gets married, he moves somewhere else. Yesh ladam, if the understanding is that you're providing and fully supporting your child, it could be that it's still considered same mechal shulchancha. Yesh ladam is that. But at least b'nei b'ayisko means, even though the Ramah brought it down, like hilo, like it's just b'cha, panos, azov, imon, and like each one is the same. It's mamish anafkamina, the din of Bonov takes precedent over Toiv Toiv Koidim. Mashenkin Lagabi, the other Kedimis do not take precedent over Toiv Faket. Toiv Toiv Koidim takes precedent. It's only on the same level. When it's all is equal, that's when you do these dinim, these Seda Kedima of Kravim and Bnei Ircha. Now, just to hold on to this Makshav a little bit, we had a Rekivega last week. If you look at Rekivega again, the first Rekivega says, Tzorch Lagdimoy L'chol Adam. Afilu l'tamachokam sheino rabbi, you have to give it to a tamachokam who's not your rabbi. Yeah, you still have to turk lagdimoy l'chal adam. V'af dimishom lekerai rak oviv koydim l'tamachokam. All you see from the shach is that your father takes present over a tamachokam. Mekomokam zekir kivegin near the gam b'sharei kroivim hachihu. By sharei kroivim, zekir kivegon sif gimel. The gam b'sharei kroivim hachihu. It's Rekivega says it's he wants to spar from that shach that I have a choice of kroivim who are amei ratzim. We have a choice of a fremd who's a talmid chacham. Your kroivim are first before talmid chacham. That's Rekivega. Zok the Avos Chesed, a beautiful cheshbon. There's halacha later on in the Tzim. Hopefully we'll learn it tonight in Tes. That halacha is if you have a choice between a talmid chacham and somebody else, a Talmud Chacham takes precedence. If you have a choice of Talmud Chacham liksus and somebody else la'achila, that means that someone else needs it more than the Talmud Chacham, still a Talmud Chacham goes first. Zet min from the halacha that the din of Talmud Chacham overrides the din of Toiv Toiv Kaidim. If you have a choice of his needs versus a Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham takes precedence. Mamela Zok Tavis Chesed, if Rabbi Kivega says that your kariv takes first, it takes precedence over a talmud chacham, it's going to have to come out that your kariv is first, even if it's not toiv toiv koidim. Because let me marshalize. You have three people in front of you. You'll have your kariv who needs it luxus, a talmud chacham who needs it luxus, and a fremda, and nachum, you'll have a kariv who needs it luxus, you'll have a Tamuchakum who needs it liksos, and you'll have a fremdo who needs it le achila. Right. So where should you give the tzedakah to? You have these three people. Who should you give the tzedakah to? So I know between the Talmud Chacham and the Fremda, I'm going to have to give it to Talmud Chacham, even though the Fremda needs it more than the Talmud Chacham. And from this Rebbe Akiva Eiga, I see that if I have a choice between my Karev or Talmud Chacham, my Karev goes first. So Al-Kochuk Zakta Havis Chesed, what you see from here is that your Karev for Ksus comes before an Eino Karev, even for Achila.
Not like the Afla.
Well, there's a lot missing in this, but that's why I said that he missed that Toiv Teikotim, like sort of his rent wedged in right between the Bonav and Kraven. Now the fact that the Stam that the Mor Machab left it as, because later on you're going to have a halacha of Toiv Teikotim, and you're going to be bothered with which one is more of a Maila, Toiv Teikotim and this, and then you're going to have to hit the books, and the floor is telling you, look in the Pasuk, you'll see that Toiv Teikotim takes first. A lot of things, you know, we have problems. Someone asked in a share before, which I don't have a clear answer for, is what happens if you have a choice of, like, these things, these milas verse, and now we might have with our flaw, but like we learned before, let's say you have a say the how to give. I could give tzedakah to somebody, mamish besesa, and or vechzaktaboy, and I'll have that spitz or demak sayer, and you have somebody else who's not vechzaktaboy, but has other milas because he's a ben ear. Which one comes first? Doesn't say. I'm just saying, because Mechaber gives one set of rules in Reish Nun, and one set of rules, and at the end of it, one set of rules in Reish Nun he gives in terms of the Oifen Hanasina, insensitivity, then another set of rules at the end of Reish Nun in terms of purpose, that Tamasi, Yesoimis take precedence, and Lundi Tari take precedence. Now he has a third set of rules, Lagabi, Kurva and Shchenim and Benir. Then he's going to have another set of rules, Lagabi, Toiv, Toiv, Koidim. What happens when there's a crossover? Mechaber doesn't say.
Miles and Stucker, here's the order who you have to give it to. In order who you have to give it to, then there's miles and how to give it. Right? But the same is that it's called, there's a mile
and... So you hold me as far, and I agree with you, that you have a sorry, that you have a choice of a Karev, who you're going to have to embarrass. You're going to have to... He's going to know you, and you're going to know him. You're going to have the lowest dagger, let's say, in sensitivity. But you have a choice of giving to a chutzli ear, but you'll have the highest dagger of sensitivity. You should give it to your Karev. Yeah, look, I agree with you, that's Pasha, but it doesn't say. And I kind of didn't see it anyway, Yen. I'm looking for it. I'm still looking for it.
You have to say it.
Okay, I don't know, because there are different milas. And so too, even in this simon, when you have these milas of karu karu kaidim, or then later on in the simon, when you have milas of toiv toiv kaidim, which one takes present when they say to each other? I don't know. What do you do? So that's my clock is. I don't know if you can have a steamer. I just said, the only reason why I think you're right in terms of steamer is because Vivay Tafla says that punk toiv toiv kaidim is in middle of the pole, so that the Mechaber should say. If one would be better than the other, I have no problem. But punked in the middle, that Alamai says, "Zok Tavis Chesed," the beautiful ride that Loi Rikiveg is going to come out as Kishpat. Loi Rikiveg holds that your Karev is before Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham has a mila over Toiv Toiv Koidim. That's going to have to be that your Karev has a mila over Toiv Toiv Koidim, not like that flaw. It's
a. How close a Karev is a Karev?
Okay, that's a good job. Hopefully we'll get to it later on. Pashtis, from the later on, we'll see it's totally in Psula Edis, which is Shedin B'Shedin, your first cousins, Shlisha B'Rishon is Makleikis. Okay, we'll have to get to it. But what you see over here is L'Chayr, a major Makleikis. Our flaw, which is so beautiful into the Pasuk, and the Ksam Sofer brings it down. Rather, the Avis Chesed quotes, he says that the Ksam Sofer, a different Shul Ksam Sofer, is going to have to be Faket from Riki Vega. In the same, when he makes this whole Cheshbin, but he doesn't quote this one. Okay, maybe he meant, I don't know. But at least we see in the Tshuvas Kam Sofer that quotes this a flaw, and it's a beautiful Pshat in the Pasuk. It's going to come out that this whole din is only on all, is equal on the same level, then you have the din, kurva, but if it's not all equal, avada toiv toiv koidim takes present over equal. And Loi Rebbe Kivega is Gishpat L'Chayro, you're going to have to come on to the Aruch HaShukun, because Loi Rebbe Kivega is going to come on that the kurv koidim takes presence even over toiv toiv koidim. The din kurva is better than a milo of toiv, of Evyoin. And we're merely going to back to the Aruch HaShukun's Kasha Bezoi, somebody who doesn't have any kurv who's a nash is going to die. or somebody who lives in a city that there's not enough Hashim to provide for them, the cities or members of the city are going to die, and you're going to have to, that this whole din of Maila was only a Maila in terms of your bulk of Tzedakah, and a Kolofi Rai saying are dying, and you can't give a share to it to Gerokashokan is Messiah because it's impossible to be Magdir, but you're going to have to say some Teretz, otherwise you're going to apply with the Gerokashokan's Kasha, that a lot of people are going to die of hunger. And that also does not say in the Mechava. So you're balancing steam is a machaba. Either way, it's shred. Either you're going to have to come on to the Rosh Hashanah's word that this just means the bulk of the tzedakah, which doesn't say, or you're going to have to come on with the flaw that Toiv Taikadim comes mamish in between Panasis Beisai to Shah Kroivim. But Lagabi Shah Kroivim and Bnei Yir and everything else, I've had the Toiv Taikadim comes first. All right. That was one Nakuda. Second Nakuda is we discussed last week, very Bekitzah, what is considered a Ben Yir. We put down from the Paiskum. Paiskum says as long as he's living in the city, Yud Beis Chayyid doesn't have to be born in the city. As long as he's living there, Yud Beis Chayyid, that she's considered a resident of the city. The Avich Chesed is Moisev. This is Pasha, Peter Gemara, and Baba Basra. Avich Chesed is Moisev that even if he's there less than a year, as long as he buys a house, or he's dieted l'shakei Hashem, that already gives him a din of a resident of the city, l'gabi everything, l'gabi taxes, l'gabi this as well, l'gabi to be goyver for him in tzedakah. If he'd be an usher, you could tax him for his tzedakah fees. So too, on the receiving end, if he's already considered a teisha v'yir, l'gabi either living there 12 months, or being there, buying a house, or moving into the city, adas l'shakei Hashem, he'll already have the status of a benir that he's entitled to preference, to preferential treatment before ani yir acheres. Another halakha, as we said last week from the Piskei Tshuva, that if what we're talking about kroivim of your kroivim, well, I'm the wife kroivim. So he made like sort of a pshari. He said your kroivim are the ikka, your wife's kroivim only takes a percentage. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva in Beis, he says a kroivim ishto yeshlem din ani iroi, but lechem kaza only have a mile of ani iroi. Lechem kaza dein lokav lebal losis lekroivim ishto koka, kamei lekroivim atzmai rak shlish echad derech moshom yitin lekroivim gimurat and tzarch litin lekroivim ishto yirak rot echad. So they get 25% of your tzedakah, and your kroivim get 75% of your tzedakah.
Just like the
Oroch Hashulchan.
Because you're putting ani.
Yeah, he's not going with the Cheshon Oroch. Yeah, but he's not going. He holds that.
In other words, you're not giving the whole thing to the
Kohen,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, but not because they're a Keshukin, he just holds because they're a shtickle. You have to know how wide he wanted, but I hear. But the Maaseh is, this week I saw that the Oroch HaShulchan argues with this Piskei. He doesn't know where he's coming from. He's a Menolei to Mechadish HaZazak. He says, Avada, Krevi Ishta and your Krevim are one and the same. And Avada, this Dinah Kurva applies to your wife's Krevim, just like your Krevim. Sorry? That was the Oroch HaShulchan. So, I can't be machriya, but to say punct one third like that, I don't know where that's coming from. It makes more sense. The Oroch HaShulchan, you know, that's it. They're craving and they're also craving.
What you said is the suffix, right? So it's the suffix maybe that's what it comes. How I came to that shear?
Where does he say it's a suffix? No, at the end, it's Yeshua stopping Krev Yishtahim Gamkin Ani Iroi. If they have both Milas, if they have to be residents of the city plus Krevim, maybe they can get a little larger Chalik. But at the beginning, we're talking about Krev Yishtah Anap Bnei Iroi, and you have your own Krevim, and you have a choice which Krevim to give to. He always give 75% to your Krevim and 25% to your wife's Krevim. Right. They have a din of Ani Iroi. Means that that means they're less of a Madrego than your own Kroivim. And like the Oroch HaShulchan, it's not true. They have the same Madreig as your own Kroivim. It definitely leads to a healthier marriage. Okay, let's do Sif Dalet. A person should give to Bnei Yirai. If you have a choice, Bnei Yirai, Bnei Yirai, Chai, so why should give Bnei Yirai?
You have a choice, million letters to come to the house. Everything should be given to Bnei Yirai.
If you have a million letters and you can't provide for every single letter, so it means you're going to have to make decisions where to give. If you have a limited amount of funds that are going to tzedakah, then avada, you should elevate the level, and even at tzedakah, to give dafka to kroivim or bnei iroi, or in all the milas, a toif toif kroivim, and a mila we had in the last seminar of the oifen and the sina privately that no one should know, like time kit tzedakah is great. They don't know you, you don't know them, danim, whatever it is, that would be great.
No, but that's
the Oroch HaShulchan's pshat. Like the Oroch HaShulchan, he says you should spread a little bit around, but the bulk should go to Bnei Yir. Avada, the bulk should go. You have to realize it has to be practical, because let's be honest with ourselves. We don't, I mean, unless a person is mamish mitzumtum ma'isa, I would say most people do not give a mitzumtum dika ma'isa shir tzedakah. They give more than that. They'll give. They make sure to give ma'isa, and they give, and they give. So I'm not going to give you because you're not ben ear. That's a very prejudice. That we're not giving you a heter not to give tzedakah. We're saying that if you have a dollar, where should that dollar go to? Then it should go here. If you have unlimited funds for tzedakah, I mean, obviously no one has unlimited funds, we will max out at 20%, but the vote is that you always have room to give more, you know, there's always room for one more, so then in economy you should give to other b'nei, you know, b'nei ir acheris as well. I know, but lemaisa is by let's take it to an extreme. Noni is knocking at you, I had it tonight. Noni is knocking at your door, he's a yid from Yerushalayim, right? So first of all, you got to give him something because the leisamis or the sikbots or whatever. Good. Now pass that. Should I give more or should I only give him a dollar? Whatever it is. If I have a cheshbon, oh, the extra $10 I would have given, the extra $20 I would give him, I'm not going to give him, I'm going to give to the city. You're right. But that's not what lemaisa is. If you're not going to give it to him, it's going to go back into your pocket. So therefore, you should give it to him rather than your own pocket. You have more tzedakah. But if you have a cheshbon,
right, you have to set aside
your mice. I'm just saying, if you have those people who have a limited amount, a finite amount of tzedakah funds, they're not giving a dollar more in tzedakah, no matter how many people drive them crazy, no matter how many letters they get. This is where they're giving tzedakah that amount. They have a separate charitable fund account. A lot of people have that. They take all the money, put it into their charity account, they write checks over that. That's money. That's like every crazy ishta. He might have given it.
They're like a new year.
Should I write him a check for a dollar?
Who?
Should I give him a check for $1 because the rest of you went to Benayir?
Or what's the choice?
Give him $10.
Or give him, just give him a dollar out of your pocket. And come. No, because you mean finite funds. Account. Oh, yeah, finite funds. Maybe. Maybe as long as it has a Yoshev Dach Nichlam, right? So you have to make sure that he's not embarrassed. If you write him a check for a dollar, you have to know will that embarrass him or not. I don't know.
Give him a dollar, write yourself a check for a dollar.
Excellent. Gewaldig. Gewaldig.
Depends if you have to give it to the IRS or not.
All right, yeah.
Check for yourself. Like
you'll have some tzedakah lishma. I won't take a tax credit.
Why is Yoshev Yerushalayim
have Kedusha? What?
Why is Yoshev Yerushalayim have Kedusha over Yoshev Sharat Yisrael? Because there's Kedusha in Yerushalayim.
Right. I mean, these guys live outside the properties. I hear. Those, yeah, people live in Old City too.
It's about half the Old City.
Where do they say Yerushalayim?
No, the Ma'alek Tam Sefer brings down that Yerushalayim takes precedence over Ayaris Yisrael. If you look in Sivkot and Dalet. In Pesach Teshuvah. Oh, yeah, you have to see the Tam Sefer exactly how he's magdered it. Sorry?
Is Purim different?
Purim?
So I should have this sermon in my
house. But that's what I'm telling you. Do you have finite funds or not finite funds? If you have finite tzedakah funds, yeah, then you can take this halakha really seriously.
Everybody's going to give, somewhere they're going to max out.
Right. Right, but they always can give another dollar. So the territory is that, yes, if you have Purim and you know tonight you're going
to
give it.
If he doesn't give the dollar, he's going to give it to what he calls.
If you're sitting down in Purim and you're making up, okay, tonight I'm giving $5,000 away, right? So the moistis a year or the ani a year will come to your door. Obviously, you should give them more than people are coming ani a year.
If you really want to do the right thing, you say, I'm giving $5,000, you should say, I'm going to give $4,900 to local moistis and to ani in Lakewood. And I'll give $100 to...
Okay, again, make sure it's Ayoshev Dach Niklam. You don't embarrass somebody. Because if you can have 20 moistas, you can give each one $5. Of course, yeah, okay.
No,
Pashas anyway, you're right. Moistas, our halakha is on him, 100%. Second of all, is if you go like the Orach HaShulchan, he says the bok. I don't know if it means 4,900 out of 5,000. He says, I call if you raise any adayin. So you can't give a share like that. So if that's your share, what it means, bok, I hear? So maybe instead, what you should do is you should think of yourself, before you give out money, do you have anybody who are your kroivim who need money? That should be the very first thing to go through your mind, because that takes place on even ben a year. All right. Fine. All right, let's move on. Okay, let's move on. Sif Dalid. Koifen ha'av lozen b'nei oni v'afilu hu gadol koifen oisa yaisim isha ashirim shebi'ir. This din that's mutal on the kraven to support that kraven goes as zayvai, that if a karev is going to have, let's say I have a karev who's a noni, and they come to me, they approach me for tzedakah, I say, very good, I'll give a little bit to them, I'll give to the kupas at tzedakah, and let the kupas at tzedakah provide for my karev. You know, let everyone share this burden. Now, the halacha is not like that. Kaifin av lozen benoi oni vafilu gadol kaifin, I say, yesim mishayashim shavir. The bulk of the burden falls on the karev. And I could take they could be kaifin him to provide for that oni before giving, before getting from other ashirim.
How do you kaifin?
That's a good shayla. Yeah. V'chein shah kravim, it's not just a child. Even shah kravim, whatever din that you have a responsibility, al tikarav karav kaidim, you're going to have to carry the weight, carry the burden, and therefore you're going to have to give the bulk of the funds. V'ayin l'kamon sim v'eshn and zayin, sif yud. All right, let's move on to the next sif.
Could you give to the kubas tzavka and tell the gabbai, I want to give it to my karav like this?
Yeah, that you could do 100%. But the vod is that the bulk of the responsibility is on you. If you're going to want to set up the guy just as a front, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Lafuki, we're going to see in Sifhei that once you gave it to the Gabi, it might be different. Let's see. Misha nosen momin legaboyim. If someone gave money legaboyim letztaka, and then he calls up the Gabi and says, you know, I just gave you $10,000 to disperse. I just realized I have a karev. I was just notified I have a karev who desperately needs money. Please send him the money. The din is ein loy v'loy lo yorshev shum koyach behem. He or his yorshim don't have any kadim. It's not his money anymore. He gave it away to a gabbai. The gabbai has the right to give it to whoever he wants. V'akahal yasu atoy ben yelokim v'adam. The kahal should do whatever they feel is best according to their seder. If they give everyone, however it is, a niyam, akzakas toyer, leim deiter, whatever that formula is, that's it. Once you gave it up, and if the mashmois is, even if he himself, the noisin hatzadok himself, now became an ani, times went bad, and now he's approaching this moised tzedakah that he gave money to, and he says, you know, I could use the money. Tough luck. Jump in the lake. Stand on line with the rest of the anim. You'll get a little chalik, but the money is not yours anymore. The money is now belongs to the kahal.
Yeah, they could.
It means it's up to the kahal. They can do, but it's their choice of what to do. You have these stories that they did it. There was a famous story with one of the yeshiva, maybe it was Panovich yeshiva, that there was a gvir, Panovich or Chevron yeshiva, a famous maisa that the gvir gave a lot of money, he supported, at those days it was like $5,000, in those days it was a skum rav, and then he became an ani, and the yeshiva heard about it and wanted to send him back his money, I mean many years later, but wanted to give him money that he, and he refused to accept it, and he said the following line, he said, the only thing that's left to me from my wealth is this chus tzedakah, and even that you want to take away from me? So he didn't take any the whole mighty went one day, one time they made a dinner, and he spoke at the dinner and said over the story, he was telling the Hashem, chaparayin, give you tzedakah now while you have it, because soon it's going to be too late. That's the only thing that he has left from the tzedakah. All right. Nakamu. So the Maccabi says, if once you gave it to the Gaboim, it's out of your hands, it's out of your jurisdiction, the Gaboim could do whatever they want. The Noidi Biyudah, Rabbi Chesed brings it down, the Noidi Biyudah, Tanyana, Cheshmish Batsimen Nun says, that it doesn't mean punkt odafka, Gabai Kavua, Vavusta Gabai. If you have tzedakah funds, and you entrusted it with somebody to distribute, you gave it to him, okay, you disperse it as you like, I trust you, you gave it to a Talmud Chacham, I know that your day is a good day, here it is, and give it out. At that point, it's out of your rishos, and now, gone, goodbye. The Gabbai could do whatever he wants with it. Even though he's not, Ken Gabbai, you know, he's not an official Gabbai, he wasn't elected by the Matzai Shabbos board meeting, still, nevertheless, he's a Gabbai, because if you gave him the money to disperse, so right now, he's a Gabbai, lo yisa mamin, right now, he's a Gabbai, and it's all over, you can't get that money back. But before it got to the Gabbai's hands, not the tzedakah stam. If you annoy the stam tzedakah, I promise I'm going to give tzedakah. Nois, or I have stam tzedakah funds to give. I have maisa to give. Noisnin lekrevev ha'aniim. You give it to your krevim ha'aniim. Why? Da'im din daita the kavanasi lekrevev. Now, what does it mean? Well, you have to come on to him the night. If you're alive, give it to whoever you want. So the shach, look in the shach, Sif Katan Ches, he says, what does it mean, not the tzedakah stam? He's talking about a person, b'shas moisai, was noida. And now that's it. He's on his deathbed, he promised he wants to give away 10% of his nechasim to tzedakah, and he died. Now, well, what are you going to do? Which daka? What are you going to do with 10%? He's giving away $1 million. Where's it going to? So the din is that you have to give to his krayv of hanim. If he has krayv of hanim, you give to his krayv of hanim. The imdin daitai is umdana, that that's what he would have wanted to go to. He would want to go to his krayvim. The kosh again, avad, if he's around, shayucha litna b'chayv the krayv, he could give to whoever he wants. But it's talking about where he died, and you have to come on to umdin das, what he wanted. There we say that his umdin das is to give to krayv of hanim. Good.
That's only going on his
let's say
on his
card. They also the Ramaz of the Chen
Shak Raven.
Because there would only be Koifin that he takes on the greater burden. But let's say he has $1 million, right? Where is that $1 million going to go to?
Right.
So the halacha is that if let's say his karev needs just $1 million, that will get him out of debt, right? You gave the whole $1 million to his karev. Before it was only that he gives Yosef Mishar Shim Shabir. Good. So he'll take the lion's share of the chelik. But he was telling you, and God over there before he took man when he's alive, he was talking about when he's dead. So I don't know if that same din is there, but okay. But nevertheless, what you do is all his money should be earmarked to krayv v'aniyim. And I say all of the mashmois in the Pesachim is like that, that all go. You have to know how that shims with the Aruch HaShukim before, that it's only a mile in percentage. But okay, but anyway, here it says you give all to Krav Amanim. Why? The Imdin Daita Kavnasa LeKrav. Now, why is it Imdin Daita the Kavnasa LeKrav? So if you look in the Goyin, in Siv Kotin Yod, so the Goyin Parchit, the Olav Mutu Kanal. It's his responsibility to give to his Krav. When a person gives, he might not have ever learned his halacha, but his kastam das is to go kafi chukei atayra, and chukei atayra is he's supposed to give to Krav first. So it comes out late to goyin, pshat, means it's not just because he has a more of a kesher to his Krav and he feels for them. It's because Pashi wants to keep the tayra. So to come out, let's say he has no Krav maniim, then you should give all his money to ani ircha, ani iroi, or to shcheinov. Yeah. It just means that you should follow the formula that said before in Siv Gimel, because Oimdin Daita is, even though he didn't express his last wishes specifically, but implicitly it was Kefi Tzivsa Kmasha Tzivsa Atari and Kefi the formula that was before. That's what should come out later going. All right. Now, Zakhtar Amar Vaita, I should say, you asked before, which Kroivim? So the Beis Yitzchak says on this, Chuvis Beis Yitzchak says that who is considered Kroivim of Anim, he learns that those Kroivim are Psule Edis, which is Sheni B'Sheni, Rishon B'Rishon, and Sheni B'Rishon means brothers are considered Rishon B'Rishon, they're in the same door. Sheni B'Sheni is already the next door, door number two and door number two, that means they're first cousins. Or number two with door number one, which means uncle and nephew, and that's considered Krovim. Sheni B'Shlishi means first cousin once removed, already not a Karev. And Shlishi B'Rishon, a great uncle with a great nephew, and that's already a machloikis if it's apostle leedis. So the Beis Yitzchak says that a yoyis, it's already a machloikis that the apostle leedis, and therefore it's a machloikis, so we don't count on the it's psule leedis. So really he says, so lagabi the din stalker, they're also considered krovim. So it's going to come out that you'll have sheni b'sheni, or even rishon b'shlishi, first generation with third generation, is considered krovim. But sheni b'shlishi, first cousins once removed, that's already not krovim. But okay, so that. It's not Krovim. Now you have to go to the next Maila, Shcheinim, B'nai Ir. That's what the Beis Yitzchak learns. Now by Gerushin, Grada de Azah Halacha, that we passel even Revi B'Revi. Shcheinim B'Revi means we passel third cousins, we passel. So there's a Chuvus Ksam Soifa that says that if a guy specified Lahedi, he wants to go to his Krovim, the other Chuvus Ksam Soifa says you can give it anywhere from third cousins and better. You can give it to him. So Beis Yitzchak says, no, that what Ksam Soifa was talking about, we expressed explicitly to Krovim. And a Yois we find is a Maila HaKurva, Lagabi third cousins, Lagabi those cousins, Lagabi Psuli Edus, Lagabi Aget. Oh, so if the Gabi get, since they have it, didn't carry, and you said Karev, so it includes even third cousins. But if you don't specify, and you just have the Gabi, the Imdin Das, the Imdin Das is only on regular Psule Yedas, and that's only Sheini B'Sheini or Rishon B'Shlishi, but not Sheini B'Sheini, and Koshka, not Shlishi B'Shlishi, or not Revi B'Revi. That's a basic Yitzchak.
What about the Chathan?
So again, that's because anything which are Psule Yedas, you have to learn Psule Yedas. To know what, but whatever is considered is now he got it says it lagabi this halacha, but if you take the cheshbon of the goyin that this halacha is all stems from the halacha before in Sif Gimel, because It only means in the diet that you want to do much at Tifsa Atayra, and Tif Gimel has a Milo Kruv, and that's what he says. And it's going to come out like the Beis Yitzchak, the Lagabi Tif Gimel also, when it says Kravei Kodim, means Azak Korob, which is Pasul Leidus, which is Sheini B'Sheini, or Rishon B'Shlishi. All right. Zokter Ramavaita, Vidavka im Hoyuloi Kravim Anim B'Shasaneda. Dafka, when this guy was dying, these Kravim Anim, even though he didn't specify them, but they were already Anim B'Shasis Misa. So when he said that Neda, the Neda's Chal on those people. Avlum Hoyu Ashirim Oz, but if they were wealthy at the time of the Neda, V'Heanu, and then they became poor, means the guy made a Neda, and within the week, I guess, from the time of the Petir till they are dividing his estate, it takes more than a week, but in that period of time, he has craved and now became aniyim. Ein nois nim lahem, you don't give them, because if they weren't aniyim b'shas the neder, they're not included. And what does that mean? Sok the goyin in sivkot yud alef. Da ha'poisek tzedak ein daitoy elo l'chalek tekef. And it's a mefurish and other mefarshim as well. It means like this. Numal, we go bas umdin das. If you have a shiloh, what he meant, you go bas umdin or what he's normally we're supposed to mean. If a person gives tzedakah b'shas misasai, he doesn't want you to delay and give out that tzedakah 20 years later. Because for those 20 years, he's going to be nidun chulil and ganim. He needs that tzedakah immediately to be mechape. He doesn't want you to delay a moment. And God, it's a musasker for everybody. If anyone is an apotropis on an estate, an executor of an estate, and there's funds that have to be given to tzedakah, Musa asks, you got to give it to tzedakah immediately, not tomorrow, today. You got to give it out immediately because he needs it. The guy's that's right, he needs the tzedakah immediately. So if you're going to ask him, had you asked him then, do you want to give tzedakah immediately, or do you want to wait and see which kravim are going to become an ani? Avadana, chulil, he wants to give it out immediately. He has no time to wait, he can't afford to wait. So Mamela, even though they gradually became anim before you gave out the funds, this is a chiddush. Still, since you know that Kavanas HaNeder was to give it out immediately, so then we don't reckon in from the fact which Aniyim, which Kravim are going to become Aniyim later on. It's a Chiddush that even though we go Basa Amdin Das, but since for him his Amdin Das is immediately, so you go Basa what his Kavanah was for immediately, even though Grada, it didn't work out so well for him because he didn't give out the funds immediately. It means by the time he got to giving out the funds, he already had Nebuchadnezzar who was an Ani, tough luck, we don't reckon with him. Now the Ramaj says, the Lashon is, ain't nois lehem, don't give him at all. I was bothering the Ramaj. No one, Stimus Adram, I looked at Rabbi, I looked at Archa Shogun, that's it, ain't nois lehem, you don't give to them. It's funny, ain't nois lehem. If you look up the Mordechai, which is the Makar of this Halacha, the Mordechai says, and I quote, ain't lehem bo'itza tzedaka ela kishar aniyim. Chulila, not, you can't leave them out in the code. It just means that they don't have a mile, they don't have the dinner karev koidim before any other one else. But if they're part of the B'nai Yir, they can get online just like any other ani. They can get a chelik. They just won't get the entire amount. That's all the Ramah means. And Baruch Hashem, tonight I found the Chuvis Beis Yitzchak and Chelik Beis Peivav. He got the Taichis Ramah like that. He says, Ein Noisim Lahem Hakoil. You don't give to them everything. Elu Kisharanim. You give to them just like the rest of the anim. Maybe if there will be a chutz li'ir, so then that was where the Ramah was Nageah. You'd sign it that, hey, yes, they lost the din kurva. So now you give it only to B'nai Yir, because Viva, you're not reckoning them as a kurv, that's it, they're out. They just have to wait online. And if they're not a B'nai Yir, and we have a din before that B'nai Yir comes first, and we said that Loi Degoyin is going to come out, all the din kedimas are first. So first go Kraven. If it's no Kraven, then B'nai Yir will come first. And if this guy's not a B'nai Yir, so that's it, he'll be left out in the cold, and in Islam Klum. Then we can chaparai in the Lashon Ramah, could be bediktok. But that's what the basic says. The Maisa Dalok is no different how you touch up the Ramah. The bottom line is, Avada, you got to go with the Mordechai. The Avada just means in Islam everything, but Avada, now they have a din of every other Anim, Kafi, the Anim, Kafi, what their din is, that's what you should give.
So if you're going to say that, then even B'nai Yir, you can only give to one to Anim at the time, Shas Misa. So you have to investigate. Oh, were you an Ani then?
You know, it's not so far again. I mean, he just made the Nether right now. And when we're talking about the guy died, his body is
like
still warm.
It's like just became an Ani. The B'nai
Yir
could also just...
And you're right. You're right. We could start donning that. Now, I want to take the goin vita. Means be soid. What do you see from this goin? That you be soid, you see, Avada we go about the Imdin Das. But the Imdin Das here was that since he was noided at Staka, B'shas Misasai, then the Imdin Das wasn't to wait a few days and see which Kravim becoming Anim. He wants it miad, like by the Levaya. He doesn't want to wait. So it's going to come out. People shouldn't make a mistake. Most people, this is very rare. From experience, I can tell you this is kamat not nageya. most people, I would say 90% of the people, when they have tzavois and they have to give out money to tzedakah, the guy was not noida b'shas misos. B'shas misos, he had no kavana on this. He, when he was made his, drafted his will, that's when he put into his will, he wants a certain percentage to go to tzedakah. When he made his will was 30 years ago, and he made his will that should be for b'shas, let's say even Adam on b'shas misos, avada, if you're going to have an oni, a karev, who became an oni within the last 30 years, avada, he's included. Because if it was, when it kicks in, when he needs it for his chus. So as long as the guy became an oni before his karev died, before the noida died, very good. Now he has precedence. He has preferential treatment because he's in Korev, who's an Ani. Yes, even in that case, the nafkamina is that, let's say, Hitaka did it 30 years ago, but the guy never had a man, stayed wealthy till a minute after his Korev died, and now he became an Ani. Yeah, then you'll have this halakha that he has no preference in anyone else, because B'shas Misasei, when he wanted the money to be given out, L'schusai, at that point, his Korev wasn't an Ani, and therefore he's a Kesharanim, he has no Maila of being a Korev. But at least it doesn't mean Mam should go B'shas Neder. He is go B'shas Neder because it's talking about B'shas Misasei. But it was a normal person, when he's writing a will, he wants it to be B'shas Misasei at that time, at the time of disbursement of funds. Another same type of avert, as I saw in the Chuvus Masham tonight in Chelek Dal Kuf Hei, he says a very similar avert, a different marshal. He says that very often a person will make a Keren Kayemes. This is very common then. Today it's less common, but then in Chuvus, you see Chuvus from Seifa on this Keseda, other Chuvus Keseda on this, is that you'll have a person puts away a Keren Kayemes for Tzedakah, and just from the Revachim he wants it to be given out every year for Tzedakah. So there the Masham says, you see that his kavana wasn't to distribute all his funds immediately. He wanted the Keren Kayemes, and every year to give out the Revachim. So every single year when you have to read down, who am I giving this year's Revachim? 2006. Who did I give the Revachim of 2006 to? As long as he's an Ani, your Karev is an Ani this year, so you have to give it to his Karev. You're right, for 2005, this Karev wasn't Zoycha, because 2005 it wasn't an Ani yet. Good, but for the new distribution of funds, the new Revachim, at that point he was already an Ani, avad the Karev Kaidim. His das was just that whoever is an Ani at the time of distribution, at the time you're supposed to be distributing the funds, that's why I want to give. If he's not an Ani then you can't give later on, that's too late. You can, just because he's Ani later on, he doesn't have a Malach, because I don't want you to delay. But he set up his Chus once a year, so whoever is an Ani at that once a year, that's going to be Karev Kaidim.
It has to be like that, because otherwise, after, let's say, 50, 60 years, 100 years, the funds may have stop giving out money. This guy wasn't alive. Bishasi died. If you meant to give it only to those people,
Maybe in the general kupa to give to the kehila, and each year Nebuchadnezzar new aniyim. But you see, you can have new aniyim. Very good. All right. Zakti Rama Vaita. V'chozeh bepaisik tzedakah lavad. Aval in paisik tzedakah in bnei yair al das bnei yair nada. If he was doing it, let's say we made a today, they did for Kimcha de Pescha, whatever it was, right? And everyone's calling out. When you called out, you weren't giving because you want to give to Yom Kippur, to whoever you're giving it to. You were doing it together with the Tzibah, Aldas Tzibah. So if you did Aldas B'nei Noda, V'hem Yasu Mashi Yitzah, as if you gave it over to the Gaboim. Your Kavani, when you made that Neda, was for whatever the Gaboim needed for B'nei Yir, the Kahal's purposes. So Avada then, you don't have any more Koyak to distribute to your family members over anyone else. Forget it, B'nei Yir, just like it got to B'yad HaGaboim. All right, let's see. Let's see a Piskei Tshuva here. Zok the Piskei Tshuva, look in Sifkot and Hey. So basically what comes out of the Ramah is, it's Kozban, it's your neder, and it's your money, you're supposed to give it to your craven, whatever the formula is in Gimel, even if you're not around anymore, but I'm the Daita, you wanted it for wherever your craven were, in a year, according to the formula, Kafimai Shatzifsa Atayra. If the craven weren't Aniyim, B'Shas HaNeder, then those craven don't have any Kedima, they're like the rest of the Aniyim. Alright, Zokta, the Piskei Tshuva Sifkot and Hey. So he says, talking about he quote over Chuvis Panim, the Berhetev, quote over Chuvis Panim Iris, Be'ish Echot Sheniach Ashirus LeYarshav. He left over money to his Yerusha, to his family, Gamsach LeYushalayim, L'Shat Tzedakas, Dainu Sheyeh Akern Kayemes, U'Lechale Koshon Haravachim, U'L'Ezu, and now Echot MeYarshim Yesh LeDeichek, V'Yesh Lako Sheyelek B'Derek Sheyna Hagun. So there's a need, there's a tzarek to give to this Yairish. Now, you didn't say that. You said you were giving it Nechalikosh on the Ravakim Stamazai. And now came along one of the Yairishim became a nani and needs the money. Could you take the Ravakim and give it to this Yairish? Sokta Piskei Tshuva, he's quoting over the Berhetiv. Yinu me Ravakim, you can give him from the Ravakim, Mishum Umdana. Like it says over here, "Devade daito dim yu bonavanim sheyitnu lehem." Avoloi min akeren, you can't give the keren, but asher shebau liyad gabai. Since the keren already gave to the gabai, so the keren you can't touch. But the revokim, those revokim that are going to be generated, those revokim you could give to the yorshim, even though they became aniim now. And the Piskei Tshuva is very upset. He says it's not true. He didn't quote over the Panim Yiris correctly. It's against this halacha. V'mechilis kvoi teirasoi, ha'etik shalai kedos. He misquoted the Tshuva's Panim Yiris. The Tshuva's Adeni Yavi Zekenim Panim Yiris, Shom Mavur, Dafilu loibol liyad gabai, osa me'akeren. Even if it didn't come liyad gabai, you can't take any of the capital, any of the principal, and give it out. Because the principal was supposed to be a keren kayemes. It was only from the revokim, he said, you can give to the yorshim. And if imbol liyad gabai, and if the money already reached the hands of the gabai, then afilu mi revokim also to give out, like it says in this halakha. Once it's imbol liyad gabai, you're out of the picture, and the gabai can do whatever they want. And in brackets, he quotes over the lashon. If you look at the second line in the brackets, v'heishiv, the achish imbol liyad gabai, in the von if he already promised it to the Kehila, means it was given Adas to the Kehila, even he himself, he now needs these funds that he's giving over Liad Gabai. He didn't give it yet, but he promised it to a Gabai, and now he himself needs it. He can't withhold it for himself. So too, in our case, if it didn't get to the Yad Gabai yet, he wasn't being noyde ima kihilo. You can liten call her avakum, but only the avakum Liad Yorshev Aniyim. You can't touch the keren, even though I went up to the imdin das, because here's faket, the keren imdin daite behepich. He bedavka set up such a trust that he wants a capital to remain, a principal to remain forever. If you're going to take some of the principal amount and give it to his yoshim, you retract from his kavana. That you can make oimdin das against that. You know that he wants a keren kayemis, you can't touch the keren. It's off limits. From the revachim, avalitin levanav meirevak bezeh shapar minin oimdin daitoy demyu bonav anim shitno lahem vula yelchu bederech toivim. That you could do. But from the Karen Akayemis, that your Imdin Das can override what he said, he wants a Karen Kayemis. Forget the Imdin Das says he wants a Karen Kayemis. But from the Revokim, that you can give to your Yorshim, your Kravim, who need it, who now Henny, because it's Lord Baal Yagabe, that you could give. But once it's Baal Yagabe, that you can't give. So basically, a Sikum for tonight is that you have a Seder of this formula. We have a Yisoidistik of Machloikis, really two Yisoidistik of Machloikis. Is this formula absolute, or it's just where the bulk of your money should go to, like the Aruch HaShulchan? And it's sort of intertwined with that same Machloikis. Is another Machloikis, is the Din Toiv Toiv Koidim. How does it play itself out with Kurva being Koidim? Loita Afla Toiv Toiv Koidim play is more important than Kurva and more important than Ben Ir. Just your B'nai Beis takes precedence over Toiv Toiv Koidim. And the Avis Chesed Shpars from the Riki Vega, not like that. And the Mashmoyz Aruch HaShulchan is not like that. And Ekonomit, it's the same thing like Riki Vega, that Lagabi, the din of Kurva, the Kurva takes precedence even over Toiv Toiv Koidim. The first thing in the Siman is you should know Kurva, and then Ani Ircha, and then Ani Iracheres. And then in that level, then we'll go on to Toiv Toiv Koidim. But once you're dealing with Ani Ircha or Kravim, that takes precedence over something else, even over Tamid Chachamim, your Kurva takes precedence. Good to work.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.